And now this is a dictation for Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Gallinger, G-A-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, March 24, 57, address as a letter, Dr. Mohan, 810-275-0307, Dear Anu, A-N-N-U, follow-up for Patrick, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in January. Follows with Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, for varicose veins, bilateral, procedure done, no complications, has underlying dementia, comes accompanied with wife, he's a tall, large, obese person, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no anti-inflammatory agents, and trauma to the right chest, no true angina, denies the use of oxygen, orthopnea, PND, apparently there was an elevated D-dimer, CT scan was done without evidence of pulmonary emboli, next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the lisinopril HCTC, cholesterol management. Present blood pressure 111/82 by nurse, weight 258, lungs are clear distance, COPD abnormalities, no pericardial rap, distant heart tones, morbid obesity, no tenderness, 2 plus edema. Bilateral stable. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from May, creatinine 1.8, which is close to baseline. There has been isolated but and good numbers, but baseline is close to 1.8. A normal potassium, minor low sodium, normal acid base, normal calcium albumin, A1C 5.6, GFR 41, stage 3B, no anemia, normal 3T4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement. Next blood test, update phosphorus and PTH. False alarm in terms of elevated D-dimer with negative pulmonary emboli. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Come back in 6 months.